Okay. Hey guys, welcome to our podcast channel, Marketing Minions. In the world of marketing, becoming an expert is not the goal. It's all about continuous learning. And that's what Marketing Minion is all about. AI is quite a hot topic nowadays. I'm sure you guys have heard about it. And so in this season, we are calling marketing leaders to deep dive into Gen AI and marketing. I'm your host, Pooja Goyal. And today we have with us Mr. Saurabh Bajaj. Hi, Saurabh. How are you?
Hi, Pooja. Absolutely great to be here. As usual, a great initiative from your end.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. So just to tell a brief about Mr. Saurabh, he is EVP Prepaid Marketing at Vodafone Idea. He holds a vast experience of more than 19 years with great brands like Britannia, Diageo and Mondelez. He has been awarded 50 Best Marketing and Communication Professional by a White Page International in 21, Rising Star CMO by DMA Asia in 22, India's Top 100 Digital Marketer by Adlift in 23. Basically, every year he is grabbing an award. Right, Saurabh?
Yeah, always happy to get recognized.
Yeah. So, you know, just before jumping on to discussing Gen AI and marketing, I would like you to just give a detailed brief about your professional journey and how is it going?
Sure. So I essentially did my engineering from, Delhi College of Engineering, went on to do my MBA from IIM Indore. And then I was lucky to get placed into FMCG, which is Wipro Consumer Care. I did only about 15 months with Wipro Consumer Care as an ASM in Dehradun. And then I moved on to joining Cadbury's, right, where I did about 2.5 years in Vijayawada as the ASM for Andhra Pradesh upcountry. Post which my journey in marketing did after about 4 years in sales. I was the brand manager for Gems and then the brand manager for celebrations. Eventually, I was the category head for gifting and the kids category. Went back to sales as a brand sales manager, did almost a decade with Mondelez. And then I joined Diageo as an innovation head for premium and luxury spirits. Did that for a couple of years and then went on to join Britannia. I was the marketing head for their international business for a couple of years and then the marketing head for the dairy category for 3 years. And then about a year back, almost exactly a year back, I joined Vodafone Idea as the marketing head for the prepaid business. So it's been a very eventful journey for me over the last 2 decades.
Wow. I think so. You know, this is a journey which many marketers want to explore. And some of the brands in your, you know, resume are like, I'm looking forward to work with them. So, very interesting. So, you know, you have been in this marketing field for a while, and a lot of time, I would say. So, what excites you most about the marketing?
So, you know, I joke about the fact that in an ideal world, I would be doing research in physics. I got a 97 in my class 12th and I really liked pure sciences. And then after I found my way into civil engineering, I was again looking for something which is as large and magnificent as physics that I could explore, you know, all of its ends off. And that's when I bumped into marketing. And hence, I enjoy marketing not just from the business results that I can drive, but also from those concepts which I can find, which are probably just emerging. Yeah. And then, you know, like in 2009, I started the digital journey for Cadbury's through Cadbury Celebrations. In recent times with Britannia, I could pull together something called Britannia Cheese Star Chef, which was the biggest and the best digital initiative ever done by Britannia. And now in my current role in Vodafone Idea, I'm able to try to again figure out what are those things on the horizon of, say, artificial intelligence, big data, AI, and so on and so forth. And the learning journey or the exploration journey for me continues.
Wow. And I think I agree with you on that note. You know, this is one thing which I love about marketing is also, you know, the nature of it, that it is always changing. There is always something new in the marketing. You know, you feel like, okay, you don't know anything. Every year I feel, okay, I'm reading more and more. And then I feel like, okay, I don't know everything yet. So it is quite an interesting field to be in. So you talked about big data, AI, and, you know, so I would like to understand from you, how much do you believe in the power of AI in marketing?
Sure. So what I was saying is that, you know, one can say that computers eliminated the job of typewriters, or the fact that cars removed the jobs of cycle rickshaws. But that's not really a case, right? Everything has got its own role, and any new emerging technology opens up new jobs for new specialists. So similarly, Artificial intelligence plays a great role in augmenting or improving upon what is currently being done. And hence, I believe that the number of applications for AI for marketing are indeed really, really rich and bountiful.
Okay, man, that's a valid point. You know, when some new technology comes, it might replace some of the old jobs, but it does create some of the new jobs and new opportunities also.
That's right.
On that note, what are some of the use cases which you have explored? Although AI is at very nascent stage, but what you have explored or maybe started implementing also?
See, some of the things that I see in the ecosystem around us, right, is that, anything that you can create an algorithm which allows a machine to learn, right, which is what machine learning is all about, can really be augmented, right? So if you have business intelligence data, which is taken out on a regular basis, right, you can use artificial intelligence to really build those dashboards for you. Similarly, artificial intelligence can spot those anomalies, right? And I think this is something that Microsoft is working on. You know, maybe the next suite of Microsoft Office could be something that has got an artificial intelligence engine and helps you create those, hundreds of dashboards of analyzing large amounts of data for you at the touch of a button. And again, artificial intelligence, because it is able to learn through patterns, can tell you the job of finding anomalies. See, what does business intelligence or decision making do? It helps you spot something which is not there, right? Which is again through data. It can deep dive inside that data point and tell you, but why is that happening? What are the other levers that are driving this change, right? So a lot of the job which say decision support people or analysts do can actually get enhanced or can be made faster through the use of big data, right? I would say that's probably the first use case that I expect to emerge.
Okay.
But there are several others. You know, the other use cases are, you know, we use a lot of content, right? Say whether it is in the form of verbiages, in SMSs, or in the case of banner ads, right, where there is a degree of creativity involved, right? But finally, what do we require? What do we need to deliver? We need to deliver view through scores. You need to deliver cut through rates. We need to ensure that the consumer clicks on some such stimulus. Again, all of these through the millions of data points which are brands or companies have the ability to collect this first party data. You can again tune algorithms to really recognize those patterns better. You know, ChatGPT today is able to create interesting verbiages. You have 100 such suits available right now which can create visuals on picture or video, right? So I would say that, you know, that's another very interesting use case that I see emerging. The third such use case is probably the use case around video, you know, where you do not hire a regular studio, you know, where you could create an AI avatar like you're seeing in, say, Kannada channel in South India, where a news channel has used AI generated avatar, right? Similarly, training videos can again be created instead of a regular studio. So I would say the number of applications of artificial intelligence are very, very numerous and probably growing by the day.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, some of these applications I have also been exploring and seeing that everyone is now trying to use AI in terms of content creation. But what do you think when we are excessively using AI, what about the authenticity? How we are going to manage that? And do you feel like that it doesn't matter or will it get impacted?
So I would say that, there is always a human element, which is always there. You know, I mean, I think a book written very, very long back, right, about the Brave New World in 1981, of where everything is going to be constantly surveyed and, there will be no rights to privacy and so on and so forth, right? All those draconian or dystopian futures have never really emerged, right? I think we are all quite happy with the world that we find ourselves living in. So hence, I don't think that the human element will ever get replaced, you know, whether you will need somebody to not just prompt, but you'll need somebody to select. And eventually, I believe that options are the easiest thing for any network to throw up. But the ability to make the decision or the choice eventually comes back to us as humans or as people leveraging the technology, because you could have 1,000 different engines to give you 1,000 different responses, right? But even now, whether that's a customer in a CRM engine who's being sarcastic, right? Or whether that post, which seems very relevant, whether it is something which can hurt sentiments, right? All of these things are finally something that only a human eye can spot, and not really an algorithm.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And I think so that's where the element of human will stay forever, and maybe we will be able to do much better and do faster.
That's right.
Okay, and you also talked about big data analysis. You know, it was quite a hot topic a few years back, and it is currently also, with digital marketing being evolved. Data is something which is getting larger and larger day by day. So, and analysis is something which is very much required. It is just useless if there is no analysis on the data which we gather. So what do you think, how AI is going to help on that note, and how do you think we are going to be smarter with that?
Sure. See, big data is essentially being able to spot patterns out of petabytes of data, right? And today there are a lot of industries which actually have a very large amount of user data. But again, there is one, the power of data at one end, right? Second is to understand the business relevance of that data. Because often we get lost just about the fact that, oh my God, I'm so powerful because I have the data. But that data could get outdated every day. The data might need to have a response, which is maybe 24 hours. Maybe a human being with much lesser data with a faster response time could do a better job. But at the same time, the way this big data is used, right, is essentially is to build, you know, something that we've all learned in college, right, which is correlation. Anything that helps us figure out what correlates with what. Yeah, of course, the human element is causality. Sure, it must be correlated to something. But is that because of limited data sets, or is there a causality angle to it? There is a cause for that correlation. As long as we can first find the correlation, second the causality, a lot better and faster decisions over a longer term for sensitive and important projects can be made by harnessing this data. You know, there is so much that we do which is done in autopilot, right? So, for example, if somebody was to ask you, the last time you ordered a cab, did you use an Ola or an Uber? It'll be very difficult to give that answer. Yeah. When we bought, our shopping from Big Basket, exactly what did we shop? It'll be very difficult to really answer that. Similarly, why did we choose to watch a certain series on Netflix and everybody seemed to have discovered it at the same time? Why did we choose that series versus something else? Again, it'll be very difficult. All of these decisions are being made by us as human beings on autopilot. On autopilot, we decide what cab do we want to take. It throws up a fare that we are likely to accept. Our grocery lists on Big Basket are often almost selected on autopilot because they have a history of what products we picked up. A Netflix engine knows what kind of content we like watching and helps. Hence, it throws up those options. So, increasingly, technology is able to read our patterns. What is it that we like to do? And try to provide those props to us so that we are able to make the decisions we are anyway going to make faster, more seamlessly, and in a manner which is more comfortable.
Wow, I think so. Those are some great examples. So, you were talking about different use cases also. I would like to understand, if you talk about marketing, what are the opportunities you see that we can explore in the field of marketing and new marketers can explore with AI?
I would say that while there are a number of various cases, right? But I would say the top three are probably linked to media buying. Yeah, because media is a part of marketing, and hence trying to optimize campaigns, optimize your VTR or your CTR to ensure that you are able to deliver the right media metrics, I would say is the first big use case for marketing. The second big use case of marketing is definitely content generation. The content generation, like I said, could be in the form of text, it could be in the form of audio video, it could be in the form of banner ads. So I would say content generation is definitely the second big use case when it comes to marketing. And I would say the third big use case is really real-time personalization. If you can personalize content like I talked about in a Netflix in line with the usage journey, I would say that these three for me are the top three use cases for marketing today. That is media buying, content generation, and real-time personalization.
Okay. That sounds quite interesting. And on that note, Saurabh, I would like to understand from you, like, how can one learn about using AI? You know, it is changing so fast that it is becoming so difficult to keep a track of it. So how do you keep yourself updated about it?
So, you know, frankly, Pooja, and you know this as well as I do, today a forum like a LinkedIn is a great forum to exchange knowledge and learning, because, you know, it allows you to not just learn, but also share your thoughts with other people, right? So I use a lot of posts, I use a lot of, articles that I put online, because it enables me to learn from other people, also share my learnings, right? The second thing which I learned in a forum in a DMA meet recently, right, is what they said is that if of just 15 minutes in a day, you can try to do your regular mundane tasks by using technology, right, you will learn a lot more than any course can teach you. So for just 15 minutes in a day, if you can try to use ChatGPT to better frame emailers, for just 15 minutes in a day, if you can use, some of the new suits which are currently available online, right, to download some software, to really play with, creation of certain visuals, you learn a lot, right? So hence, I would say the best way to learn is by trying to do something, to try to replace an existing task, an existing job by the use of technology. And you will soon realize that, you know, you are sitting on a wealth of experience and knowledge, and maybe there's a lot more to be done. The last way, which I believe to gain knowledge, is to really meet a lot of people. The more new age agencies that you meet, the more forums you attend, the more areas that you're able to discuss and dialogue, different ways of, say, doing some pilots, smaller campaigns, the more you will learn. I mean, all that learning that I did many, many moons back essentially came because I was willing to meet some new agency partners who are working on things which are pioneer.
Okay. I think so. Those are some great tips to keep updated. And I really resonated with you on the part that, instead of going through any, I don't know how, I shouldn't say it, but to learn about writing the prompts and all, you should try it yourself. Sit down and try it yourself, and maybe you will learn about it better.
Absolutely.
Okay. Then, what is some of the best examples you have seen? Like, maybe in terms of the tools, ChatGPT we all know about, but is there any other tool which you have explored, or some other examples which you have seen from AI emerging in the market?
I think the finest example in recent years, which made all of us quite proud, really was the Shah Rukh Khan case study of Cadbury Celebration, which actually won at Cannes as well. Yeah, where through the pandemic, they were able to create, millions of user generated images of Shah Rukh Khan talking about various outlets, right, which were geo targeted, and people could say, you can just go there and get your celebrations gift pack. Yeah, I think that was a very, very interesting case study. I think Gaan.ai, I think, is the name of the agency that pulled it together, where they are able to use, artificial intelligence to ensure lip movements or video movements so that it looks as if the person is actually speaking it himself, right? I would say that was a very, very interesting use case. Another such use case was done by Nutella globally, where they created millions of different artworks for their wrappers, which are all sold out of the supermarkets in record time. They were able to use artificial intelligence to generate lots and lots of very, very intriguing art and visuals for people to use. Yeah. And the, you know, last such use case, which I had seen online recently, was about an organization which used an AI-generated bot to create some lovely training videos. I think the training videos that I had done internally in my current organization as well had used artificial intelligence-generated avatar, which could, you know, instead of a film studio, etc., could really use something that comes alive for you and it can be done at a much lower cost. And it is actually a very nice visual to watch.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. I myself have been reading a lot about training videos and also the use cases of AI in education. You know, we can really reach to rural areas where teachers ratio to student is very low. And if we have some training videos which we can record and make, education can also be a field where AI can make a huge impact.
Absolutely.
Sounds great. You know, some of the great use cases. I was not aware about some of the use cases which you talked about, learned today. But so on that note, what are some of your advices to the new marketeers? You know, we see you are very active on LinkedIn and we see every day there are new marketeers. Digital marketing, social marketing have become the world of new marketeers for very easily. So now being AI in the market, what do you think they should focus on and what are some of your advices?
Sure. See, I'll tell you what, I'm a little bit of a skeptic when people want to do more courses in, say, digital marketing or social media.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot more of, work happens just if you are simply curious and you're trying new things. Yeah, because see, you can have 100 people to educate you and teach you and you can read, but, you know, that does not bring in the pioneering spirit. The pioneering spirit essentially starts when in your day job, you say, how can I do this differently? You know, because otherwise, what tends to happen is we create different compartments. You know, we tend to say that, you know what, right now I'm going to do my day job. On the weekend, I will take 1 hour and I will, you know, go through some articles. That doesn't work. You have to replace, you have to substitute your regular day's work through something different. And the question that you have to keep asking yourself is, how can I do my current job differently? And I think that is very important. And hence, I don't think one should aspire to be a digital marketeer or a social media marketeer. I think one should aspire to be a marketeer. You have to be a marketeer. You have to do the marketing job well. And through your marketing job, if you were to keep trying, testing, pioneering, learning, you know, you will always remain on the cutting edge of new experiences. I think that's my advice, that, you know, you do your day job well, be a great marketeer, take out time for experimentation within your day job and try to ask yourself, how can I do my current job differently?
Okay, I think so. That's a great, you know, thought-provoking idea. I think so. Stop thinking about how can I learn something or to explore a shortcut. Rather, just think about that. Okay, how can I explore AI in my day-to-day job? How can I make leverage of it? That's a great advice. I think so. Thanks a lot, Saurabh. I think so. This has been a great talk about some of the use cases, some of the tools and how AI is changing the field of the marketing. I really enjoyed this talk with you. Thanks a lot for taking out the time.
My pleasure, Pooja. All the very best for you and your audience, and always great to come onto a conversation with you. Looking forward to more of the same.